So please welcome Tim Crowley.
Thank you, Kurt.
I feel your pain. I don't like to be alone. I don't like to be alone, and I don't like to be noticed. Which might sound kind of strange considering that I voluntarily walked up here to tell you a story about myself. But those two trends and patterns keep reoccurring in my life, and they define me. I'm a loner who doesn't want to be noticed. Some people, they need to be around other people. I mean, that's how they get energized. But there's other people like me, and I bet there are a couple of you out there too, who just spending time around people, even when it's enjoyable, it's exhausting. So we have to frequently retreat back to our little place of solitude to recharge, and so we can think, ponder, and mull over the things that we've seen and heard and said and done. And after that happens, you start going to this place when you're alone with your thoughts, and you feel this feeling. I think you might all know what I'm talking about. It's that feeling that strikes you all too rarely when art or nature or literature or something that's good and true and beautiful just kindles a spark in your brain, and you feel it spread through your body, and it grows, and it ignites, and it illuminates everything you've ever known and all the things that you should know. And you're overwhelmed by it, and it's a life-changing event, and I remember every one of the times those have happened to me in my life, because those, I just hunger for that, like a crack addict looking for his crack or something. It's just unbelievable. But just a couple weeks ago, I went through this event because for the last year, more than a year, I have been bombarded almost on a daily basis by this constant stream of anger and fear and negation, and it just kept building up on me, and I couldn't run away from it. I had nowhere to go, and I couldn't fight it, and I didn't know what to do, and I hit this crisis just 2 weeks ago, and I fell into this deep, burning, all-consuming rage, and when it lasted until it burned away, and then I just fell into this deep exhaustion and weariness, and I knew that I couldn't handle it. So for the first time in my life, I called a therapist, and I made an appointment, and I walked into her office on November 8th, Tuesday, Election Day. But it was my own private purgatory. It didn't have a damn thing to do with the election. In fact, the next day, after I found out the results, after a brief tour through the five stages of grief, I started feeling better because I had a purpose. I had somewhere to aim these my little desires, because one of my favorite lines in all of literature is George Eliot's last line in Middlemarch. It goes, but the impact of her being was incalculably diffusive, because the growing good of the world is half dependent on unhistoric acts. And the fact that things are not so ill with you and me is half owing to those who live faithfully a hidden life and rest in unvisited tombs. And when I read that line, it just struck me like an epiphany, because it defined and refined my thoughts and my ideas and my beliefs, my belief that I can, will, and already have changed history. And after that election, I was just so floored, and I didn't know what to do, so I was gonna do what I do best. I was going to be incalculably diffusive. And I am not gonna do it alone. Thank you.